This is Jamie Spence Freeman, Dyersburg FFA alumni and University of Tennessee at Martin Collegiate FFA member. I am here with the just named Jackson Harris, who is the National Southern Region Vice President. Jackson, how are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling pretty tired. Saturday's been a big day for me, as you know, but really excited. We're about to start igniting the potential of FFA members across the country. We had a wonderful convention that just came to a close by the retiring national officers, and we're excited to see what will happen next.
Now, tell me about you and your FFA and agricultural experience up to now.
Sure. I wasn't born on a family farm, so my FFA experience, my ag experience, started with my FFA experience in ninth grade ag. I got involved in an ag mechanics team at our school. It was a tractor restoration team. I came to my first convention in Indianapolis, Indiana in 2008, watched as Becky Sullivan gave a retiring address on stage, asked my ag teacher how to become a national officer, and he clicked off his fingers and told me, what steps to take to become a leader in this organization. There's been a lot of people behind me helping me out, like my FFA advisor, my parents. And so it's been a lot of fun. I've served as a state officer at the state of Alabama a few years ago, and I'm currently a student at the University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa.
Now, at the University of Alabama, what are you studying, and what are your career plans?
Sure. I'm a community development major at the University of Alabama. I'd really like to work in community development in a small town in rural Alabama. We have a lot of problems, and we need a lot of energy and some good ideas to fix those. But work in a small town to develop some good ideas, do good work for good people in a good place, I guess.
Being a national officer, you will have so much to do next year, but what are you looking forward to the most?
Mr. Freeman, I think it's just those one-on-one interactions with FFA members and supporters. They asked me that question when we went through the interview process, and I told them I saw the role of a national officer to be to take the love and investment energy that's been developed by this organization, all that love, and to spread it out to as many people as possible, whether that be a Green Hand FFA member, a state officer who's learning how to live to serve, or even our partners in meetings around the country and around the world.
Is there anything that you want to leave an FFA member with?
Yeah, I think, the FFA jacket means a lot to a lot of people and always has. I think 7 million people have come through the ranks of FFA throughout the years. And I think it's important to understand that this jacket, that especially this new one that I just got, is a means. The end is something entirely different. It's what happens within that jacket, within each FFA member. So look for ways that you can become a better person. Don't rely on, a title or some sort of award within FFA. Competing for those things and living for those things is fine because it makes you a better person on the inside. But the jacket is a wonderful means to an awesome end.
And now, just tell me about the experience this week.
Absolutely. This week has been wonderful and exhausting at the same time. I've had to squeeze in as many naps as possible throughout this week. But what they did is they selected 9 national nominating committee members from across the country, FFA members who are college age and have been through the FFA leadership processes before. And so they knew what to look for in a national officer, and they narrowed it down from 43 of us from across the country, different nominees from different states. And the group this year that was vying for national FFA office was some really impressive people. I've developed a love for them over the past few months of getting to know them and running with them. And, the fact that I competed with them this week really makes me want to serve even harder. And I think I'll keep their names inside my jacket for the rest of the year.
Now, explain to me the feeling of being called on stage, how it feels to receive a national office.
My name was the second one to be called. And as soon as that music started, I kind of went blank, and before I knew it, my name was called. I watched Steven run up there and was really excited. Steven's a good friend of mine, and I'm excited to serve with him this upcoming year. But when my name was called, the current Southern Region Vice President was also from Alabama, and I knew Wiley quite well. So he took off running, and I realized I was supposed to run behind him. And I eventually caught up with him and somehow jumped onto his shoulders, and he took me on stage. So it was a great feeling, and surrounded by some awesome FFA members that I'm excited to serve.
Okay, well, thank you so much for meeting with me, and again, congratulations on this great honor.
Thank you, Mr. Freeman. I really appreciate it.
For FFA Today, this is Jamie Freeman.